Danny Smith. Statement made April 2nd, 1975 by Midwest Tape Library.
Hello. My name is Robert R. Smith. My father and mother were Dr. Bob and Ann Smith, and I would like to talk to you about Ann Smith. Ann Robinson Ripley was born in Oak Park, Illinois, one of four children. Her father was of modest circumstances and worked for the Santa Fe Railroad. Ann attended public schools and graduated from Wellesley College. She was always quick to explain that she attended on a scholarship, because otherwise the school was beyond the family means. She taught school for a few years prior to marrying Dr. Bob. What was she really like? She was brought up properly to be a good girl and was sheltered from the seamy side of life. She knew etiquette and good grammar and insisted that the family know and use them. She was always a lady in the true sense of the word. Mother was of medium build, constantly battled to keep her weight down, and possessed a delightful sense of humor with a melodious laugh. She was the type of person all of us loved to tease and play jokes on because she took it so well. She was, for a long time, easily shocked, so the family spent much time trying to shock her to see her reaction. Mother was completely unassuming, deeply in love with Dad, and their love always showed. She did not drink at all, took up smoking at the age of 55, and explained to me that if I waited until I was 55 to smoke, she wouldn't criticize me. As the AA movement was being formed, the country was in the midst of a grinding depression. I was a teenager, finishing high school and starting college. Mother somehow held the family together in good spirits, although many days she had less than $2, and the mortgage moratorium was all that kept the roof of the modest home in which we lived and from which they never moved over our heads. Mother was a deeply, quietly religious person. Each day she had her own quiet time, as she put it, for communication with the Lord. At that time, alcoholics were not welcomed at hospitals if they could afford it, which most of them couldn't, so many came into our home and were treated there. Now, the treatment fell mainly Mother's lot, as Dad was off to work each day. She had many, many experiences with drunks just coming out of stupor, including being chased around the house with her own butcher knife, and people sliding down the drain spouts to search for more alcohol. She remained unflappable throughout with a deep faith and abiding love for these derelicts and their families, but she soon reached the point where it was very difficult to shock her anymore. Some stayed for months and were accepted as part of the family. They shared in what we had, and Mother was their daytime mentor. Her serenity among these circumstances bred serenity among the alcoholic. Her counseling was done quietly and selflessly. At AA meetings, she always sat in the back of the room and always put newcomers at ease by quietly greeting them. She bore the poverty of the times without complaint and spent virtually nothing on herself. As the AA movement grew and Dad began to come out of the depths financially, she still wouldn't wear a new dress to a gathering if she thought someone would be there who couldn't have one. In later life, her eyesight failed to the point where she could just distinguish movement across the room. One operation for removal of cataract from one eye was a failure, so she would not permit an operation on the other. As she said, she still had some vision and believed that was better than none. I asked her once, since she had had so much confidence that her first operation would be a success, why it failed. She said, "I think it was because I did not have enough faith." We were a happy family, provided with all we had to have. Only after she was gone did it dawn on me that this deep, considered, quiet person who would do battle for what she believed or to protect our family was the solid foundation that Dr. Bob needed to carry on his part of AA.